very much. Have you read any more in your readings of how sweeted we is in the spiritual world? We haven't heard so much of it. It's about to be mysterious, but have you come across any more descriptions of what Chaitanya's about?
Sweeted the spiritual world.
In Chaitanya's abode in Goloka Vrindavan.
It's not a dweeb. It's Lord Chaitanya with, say, Grihastha performing Nam Sankirtan along with his associates. Of Lord Chaitanya are eternally like that. this wonderful taste that comes from Tathagata, talking about Krishna not as someone who's part of Krishna's pastimes, but as someone who's a relisher of Krishna's pastimes, as a practicing devotee. Vaishnava. And same Ganges flowing on nine islands in Navadvip with Mayapur at the center, and Madhusachi is there. But the dominant mood there, everyone's dominant mood is to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. But in Vrindavan, the dominant mood is sweetness, and there are all these servitude and friendship and parental. And so even though Lord Chaitanya has parents and friends and servants and so on, but everyone's mood is predominantly that of servitude. And the servitude is such a wonderful thing, because that's what it means to be sadhaka, means das. Particularly to be servants of Vaishnavas. Everyone relishes this so much that that's the dominant mood of Swetha Dweep, White Island. Saraswati Thakur says that most devotees who are followers of Lord Chaitanya, they taste a ecstasy and the love of God that even the eternal associates of Krishna, in other words, those who are only in Braj, cannot taste. They can't taste this transcendental flavors of being a servant, of being a practicing devotee, and of being absorbed in Krishna's pastimes as a practitioner. Those servants, followers of Lord Chaitanya, therefore they can assume two forms. One as an associate of Lord Chaitanya, one as associate of Krishna. In both places, they can be in Swetha Dweep, and they can be in Raj. They can be part of Krishna's pastimes, and in order to taste this other aspect of being absorbed in Krishna's pastimes as a practitioner, they also have another form like that. So they enjoy double the bliss. Like Rupa Goswami is present with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu another week with Rupa Goswami, and he's present with Krishna in Braj as Rupa Manjari. So even though it may appear like very difficult for us as practicing devotees to even do the very basic things, simple things, but if we keep in mind that just in a relatively short time we can attain that highest perfection that Lord Chaitanya, that even other devotees cannot attain. And that's Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that he'll give practicing devotees even this thing that other Vaishnavas don't, other associates of Krishna, eternally liberated souls, don't have access to. So, and all we have to do is just a little austerity, dedicate ourselves to preaching, and be careful not to get distracted by the material energy. And then there's the opportunity of also coming into the material world and participating in the Lord's pastimes there as well, which is inevitable once you go back to Godhead. That one will come along with the Lord into the material world to participate in his preaching, which is also very blissful, and which in one sense is a little more blissful than the spiritual world. Although there's problems here and difficulties, but it's more blissful because there's an opportunity to preach, which isn't there in the spiritual world. There's no one to convert. And because in like a lamp shines brighter in the nighttime than it does during the day. So in the spiritual world, everything is perfect. There's no contrast. But in the material world, there's darkness. So Krishna consciousness in that sense is even more blissful in the spiritual world, in the material world. And then you get to see Lord Chaitanya's pastime of birth, which doesn't happen in the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya doesn't appear in the spiritual world. He's always there. So there's actually here his birth, which isn't there. But, like we were saying before, you have to be willing to forget about, not forget about yourself, but forget about those material desires that we have, and be willing to go forward. They don't go away just by being forgotten about material desires, but you have to want to forget about them. You have to want to give them up in order for them to, otherwise then it becomes Nama Varad.